This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver will not forcibly remove people camping on city streets this week, citing the cold weather. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
Officials are urging people to leave their tents and get into shelters, though they canceled their planned sweeps for the week. Meanwhile, the city's rec centers have been designated emergency day shelters until Thursday. Denver's Department of Housing says they haven't run out of overnight space despite the increased demand, and they can still make more room if they need to. However, mutual aid groups say the city still hasn't done enough to make warm spaces accessible. On Monday night, 2,100 people slept in shelter beds due to the cold. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Potential human remains were found inside a home that exploded just north of Denver early Tuesday morning. Westminster police don't know what caused the explosion. Xcel Energy was informed of a gas leak in the area around 2 a.m. and sent crews to cut off service. Two other homes were damaged by the blast, along with multiple cars. A new home is opening for survivors of human trafficking. Sister Rose Ann Barman told Colorado Matters that Baquita Mountain Home is the first of its kind in southern Colorado.
The main thing about the home is to create a community where love heals, empowers, and helps women go through a process whereby they recover from the trauma of human trafficking.
There were 130 reported cases of human trafficking in the state in 2020. A person in Pueblo West was shot and killed yesterday when deputies with the sheriff's office responded to a call about a suspicious person near a school. According to the sheriff's office, deputies made contact with the person where a confrontation started and shots were fired. One deputy was injured. No students were involved. This is CPR News and KRCC. Fort Collins is at -1.